AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The trial has started in Russia for WNBA star Brittany Griner. She was arrested at a Moscow airport 4 months ago on charges of possessing cannabis oil. Griner plays basketball in Russia during the WNBA offseason. Elizabeth Rood is deputy chief at the mission at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow.
I did have the opportunity to speak with Ms. Griner in the courtroom. She is doing as well as can be expected in these difficult circumstances. And she asked me to convey that she is in good spirits and is keeping up the faith.
Griner could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted of large-scale transportation of drugs. The start of the 4th of July holiday weekend means there are challenges ahead for travelers. In the air, it's the possibility of delays and cancellations because of weather and airline staffing. The AP's Ben Thomas reports travelers who drive will be paying for it at the pump.
Gas prices have eased below $5 a gallon, but they remain high. AAA puts the national average at $4.84 per gallon this morning, and government data suggests that's prompting Americans to drive a bit less. Gas demand last week was down about 3% from a year ago, and a Quinnipiac University poll finds 40% of those surveyed saying gas prices have caused them to change their summer vacation plans.
Improving weather helped firefighters stop the spread of a Sierra Nevada wildfire that forced evacuation of several hundred people from their homes. Ukrainian authorities say Russian missile attacks on residential buildings in a coastal town near the port city of Odessa has killed at least 19 people, including two children. A new AP NORC poll finds a growing percentage of Americans calling out abortion or women's rights as priorities for the government in wake of the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, especially among Democrats and those who support abortion access. At least one police officer was killed when a man opened fire on police attempting to serve a warrant at a home in Kentucky. This is AP News. After the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, same-sex couples are updating their legal status. Now that the constitutional right to abortion has been taken away, there are fears gay marriage may be next.
People are, you know, effectively freaking out to some extent.
Lawyer Sidney Duncan's office in Birmingham, Alabama, has been flooded with emails and phone calls from same-sex couples. Justice Clarence Thomas called on his colleagues to reconsider cases that allowed same-sex marriage, gay sex, and contraception.
It puts them in the target of what's to come next.
Duncan says clients want to be prepared.
They are trying to shore up their rights by wills and powers of attorney and advanced health care directives.
The state of Alabama is going to court, saying the decision giving states the power to restrict abortion means states should also be able to ban medical treatments for transgender youth. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.